From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA says all cattle and calves in the U.S. and Canada combined to total 111 million head on July 1st. That's down 2% from July 1st of last year. All cows and heifers that have calved at 44.5 million head were down 2%. All cattle and calves in the U.S. as of July 1st total 98.8 million head, down 2%. And all U.S. cows and heifers that have calved came in at 39.8 million head, also a 2% drop. The USDA announced $121 million in funding for critical infrastructure to combat climate change in rural America. The investments include $111 million for 289 projects to help people living in socially vulnerable communities. USDA Deputy Secretary Dr. Jewel Bronaugh says the investments will strengthen our energy security, create good-paying jobs, and save Americans money on their energy costs. The Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank reports agricultural credit conditions remain strong in the second quarter, but slower improvement is expected in the coming months. AgriMarketing.com reports farm income increased further, according to respondents of the Federal Reserve surveys of agricultural credit conditions, but the pace of increase slowed from recent quarters and further softening was expected going forward. Strength in farm finances continued to support a positive outlook for agricultural credit conditions through the remainder of 2022. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.